Chillicothe being led by 10 points from Whitney Clampett, 8 for Maggie Leatherman, 7 for Micah Clark, 5 for Haley Jones, 5 for Caitlin Parkey, 3 for Hannah Jones, 2 for Carson Keithley, 2 for Jalen Reeder. 42-23, a 19-point lead. Chillicothe's ball to start the fourth and final quarter. I don't foresee overtime in this one.
I do not think so.
Left wing, Reeder, joined by Clampett, Leatherman, Hannah Jones, and Campbell on the court. Three ball for Clampett, doesn't fall in. Rebound trotted all the way down back court and tipped out of bounds by Chillicothe.
It's one of the nice things about Whitney. She misses the three in the corner, gives up the defensive rebound, but doesn't quit on the play, able to tip from behind to not give up the layup.
Circle left, long range deuce, left wing, doesn't fall for Kinder. Cross court pass broken up by Campbell. Leatherman comes up with it. Jones sends all the way down court to Clampett. Dribbles once, lays it up and in. That's just playing basketball together since you could walk.
Jones to Clampett.
To the hole for two. You got to finish it off. Come on, man. Oh. You're with me.
Sorry about that. I thought that's what you were supposed to do.
Jones hustling after a ball, knocks it loose and out of bounds. Moberly's basketball. Moberly gets it inbounds. Lawrence goes cross court now to Gannaway. Pulls up in the paint, tries to feed it inside. And Moberly has to take a timeout to avoid the travel as it was on the floor and Davis was on her hip on the floor. So timeout. We're back in 30 seconds. Chillicothe leads it on KCHI. And welcome back. A minute deep into the fourth quarter, Chillicothe leads it 44-23. Moberly's basketball, low post right, had to take a timeout to avoid the traveling call. Lobs it into Goodwin. Count the bucket and send Goodwin to the line for the first time tonight.
Good baseline out of bounds play coming out of the timeout. Send one girl through the middle, followed up by another one. She was able to receive the pass. Finished with a foul.
May have gotten a finger to the eye.
I think she got poked in the eye.
I said Goodwin. I'm sorry, it's Godwin. 1-0, not 2. She's a gamer. Godwin stays in, looking for the three-point play. She's got a pair of buckets. First trip to the line tonight. 44-25, Chillicothe leads it by 19. Three-point play not there. Campbell, nice job boxing out in front of the shooter for the rebound.
And that's why we practice that almost every day in practice. You've got to get the shooter.
Campbell, right wing up top to Jones, around the horn to Reeder, left wing. Reeder gives it to Clampett. Clampett squares herself up to the bucket. One-hander up, but doesn't get it to fall. A rare miss for Whitney. Lawrence brings it down court. Working the chest-high dribble. Into the right corner to Gannaway. Tries to go back out, and Jones with the steal, and then someone pushed off. I think they're going to call Lawrence for pushing off after Jones intercepted the pass.
Lady Hornets going back to that trapping defense. Got the Moberly player trapped in the corner. Able to turn him over, and then the fourth foul
on Jessica Lawrence. So
Jessica Lawrence.
Yates will check in.
Checking in from Moberly.
Kinder comes out, but they leave Lawrence in with four fouls. 6:25 left in the game, a 19-point lead. Home game Thursday, Chillicothe boys against LeBlanc. Girls travel to LeBlanc on Friday. We'll have both of those games for you. Leatherman in the corner, goes to Campbell on the wing, around the horn to go right side now.
Oh,
feed
nice
into
job.
Clampett, nice give and go.
Whitney
Clampett with an easy bucket.
Whitney just kept moving, was able to slip a screen. Hannah was able to find her. Whitney finishes with another basket.
Five fresh players set to check in. Apparently it's ambulance night. You know, I'll give them a dollar if they stop that.
I'm not sure what our student section's doing, but I think they're having fun doing it.
And Lexi Gannaway missed the tray, and then Chillicothe knocked it out of bounds. So on the floor now is Haley Jones, Gardner, Clark, Parkey, and Lamer.
In hockey, that's called a line change. I think that's what we just had.
I think so. Moberly sends it inside, and Godwin can't get it to fall. You know, it's got to be a mental defeat if you're the opposing coach. You see, geez, here's five more coming in.
Five more girls coming in.
Yeah.
Fresh, ready to play, anxious for the opportunity.
Moberly, baseline tray, nothing but net. That's a third one for Lexi Ganaway. She leads her team with 9 points and is an 18-point Chillicothe lead.
She's got a really pretty shot. Tees it up well, follow throughs.
Parkey up top to Jones, right wing to Gardner, looking at Ganaway's defense. Baseline right now. Parkey looking inside, can't get it to Jones. Dribbles the baseline. Gets knocked down. They let her play on. Loose basketball picked up. Chillicothe, shovel it to
Emma Lamer.
Almost said Aaron Campbell. Emma Lamer with her first bucket tonight. Emma, nicely done, Emma Lamer.
Emma ready at the elbow for a little 15-foot jump shot. Well done.
Underneath to Davis. Double team. Couldn't get it to fall. And now the ball bounces into Lamer's hands. Parkey across the timeline. Well, why not let Parkey play point guard? She does. She can do everything else.
That might have been the first time you've said that, Parkey across the timeline.
One of the few. She's done it a couple of times. Gardner over in the corner to Micah Clark, looking inside to Jones. Can't get it there. Goes all the way cross court to Parkey. Pulls up outside the paint. Gardner, Chillicothe, not in a big hurry to shoot. They just want to run the play.
Yeah, it looks like they're running a pretty good set offense here. Trying to get a post touch inside to Haley Jones.
Oh, and there was a nice shot, but didn't quite go in. Stolen by Clark. Clark weaves her way through traffic, lays it up. Jones with the rebound and the stick back. Count it, send her to the line. Haley Jones, the rebound and the stick back after Clark had the dribble drive off the steal.
It's more than once tonight where we went in for a layup, missed it, but it was right there for the follow-up. Haley able to finish and get fouled.
50-28, midway through the fourth quarter, Lady Hornets rolling. Foul was on Davis, 33, her second. And there's the three-point shooter, another one, Lexi Ganaway.
Three-point basket by Lexi Ganaway.
I'm Moberly, I keep running that play.
Yeah, shades of McAndrews from Benton with those three-pointers.
4 of 5 now. From outside for Lexi Ganaway. It's a 19-point lead. There we go. No, now it says it's a 20-point lead. That was a deuce.
I'm pretty sure that was a three. At least I thought it was.
Now it's a 19-point lead. Now they get it.
Yeah.
You know, we got a new scores table crew this year, so.
Getting better each time out.
Yeah. Gardner, low post, had her shot partially blocked. You know, that's not an easy job. I don't think Coach Jackson and Coach Gable got the credit they deserved all those years down there. That is not easy.
I think I've kept the book one time in all my years of coaching basketball, and I never want to do it again. It is one of the more complicated things because there's so much going on, and you get to watching the game, and the next thing you know, you've missed four things.
Yates with the miss. Chillicothe with the rebound. Parkey, low post left underneath to Jones. Count it. Underneath the basket, Haley Jones puts it up and drops it in, her second in a row.
Outstanding post position by Haley, able to get her girl nice and deep under the basket and able to score the basket.
I wonder if I am.
Oh, my goodness. This girl is on fire, Randy.
She is. She is 5 of 6. 52-34. For some reason, I have Haley Jones with a three ball. That can't be right in the third quarter. Check the official scorebook tonight. I don't remember her shooting a three ball.
I don't either. No, I don't either.
Micah Clark couldn't get it to fall.
Let's see if we locate the shooter this time down the floor.
Parkey picks her up. That one didn't fall. Chases after her.
Oh, my goodness.
Rebound. Couldn't quite haul it in. Oh, and a hard tumble on the floor.
Yeah, both girls going after the ball, and I think Caitlin landed on the Moberly player.
We'll take an injury timeout back after this on KCHI.
How long should you?
And the injured player comes up and walks off. Probably have a little bit of a headache. after that collision. Chillicothe brings it down court. Carson Keithley thinks about a three ball. Turns it down. They go up top to Leatherman. Pass to Gardner, intercepted by Lawrence. And Lawrence can't get the free throw, or can't get the layup to fall. Stick back results in a foul, and at the line will be Taylor Godwin.
I'll give it to Moberly. 18-point game, about a minute and a half left. They're still playing hard.
At the line, shooting to Taylor Godwin.
Taylor Godwin at the line, and that is the first one on Gardner. First free throw off the front of the rim for Godwin. So the three ball is actually Parkey. I just wrote it down the scorebook wrong. So Parkey with eight. And Haley Jones with six. And a free throw for Taylor Godwin. Timeout, Moberly.
Timeout, Moberly. Full timeout.
Clampett leads Chillicothe with 14. And the Lady Hornets lead at 52-35. We're back after this on KCHI. Coming out of the timeout. Minute 28 left to play. 52-35. Chillicothe leads it by 17. And we are both duly impressed by the outside shooting of junior Lexi Ganaway, 5 of 6 for Moberly from the perimeter. Leads all scorers with 15. Micah Clark, baseline right now to Keithley. Leaves it underneath for Leatherman, and Maggie couldn't quite hang on to it. Stolen by MCG. She pulls up free throw line, kicks it out to Lawrence. Lawrence. She tries a three ball. No, she's 0 for 3. She's bringing her teammates' average down, man.
Yes.
Under a minute to play here. Chillicothe will improve to 10-0.
Let's just run some offense here, kill the clock. Maybe get a good shot if we see one.
Here's again a little miscommunication by a couple of Chillicothe players and another turnover.
Not a turnover.
Right wing. Kinder shovels it back up top to Lawrence. She tries another three ball. She's 0 for 4. Comes up just a little bit short. And Moberly will come out in a press with 31 seconds left. Lady Hornets will have a nice little win here. Bumping foul on Lawrence.
Yeah, nice win. Closing out the non-conference season. Getting ready for the conference opener on Friday and going into a couple of tournaments just shortly after that.
Speaking of that, I should mention that the Friday's girls game at LeBlanc is just two games, JV and varsity. I think it's 5:30 and 7. They don't have enough for a freshman team. LeBlanc kind of short on numbers. Free throw is in for Micah Clark.
Nice game for Micah tonight. Hit a three early.
Yeah,
now
so
a free throw.
8 points unofficially.
Might be a career high.
Make it nine. She's a good member off that bench.
Absolutely she is. It's good to see her hit a three. Great shooter. Like to see it go through.
Hayes, a sophomore in the game now for Moberly. She loses the ball. Leatherman sends it down to Keithley. Keithley on the floor once. Puts it up, drops it in, and draws the foul.
Carson Keithley.
In the Dean speak, that's got it to fall with a wink, a blink, and a nod.
Maggie with a nice job leading the break, giving it to Carson for the layup. That's hard to follow.
That's an old one. I haven't used that one in quite a number of years, I don't think. That's one of my old school standards. Keithley misses the three-point trick. 8:76 seconds left. Yates across the timeline with three, with two. And throws it away at the buzzer, and this one is in the books. Chillicothe wins it 56-35. We're back with the postgame show in 2 minutes on KCHI.